Good afternoon, I'm Danielle Cartwright with the latest from the South Coast Newsroom. Motorists are advised of essential maintenance on the Princess Highway between Narooma Bridge South and Bluewater Drive at Narooma this week. Work to resurface the road will be carried out on Wednesday between 7:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. if the weather allows. During the work, traffic will be reduced to one lane and a reduced speed limit of 40 kilometres an hour, and parking may be temporarily limited in the roadwork area. Recreational fishers are asking for helpers to assist with the clean-up at Joe's Creek in Bateman's Bay tomorrow. The creek has been littered with tyres, shopping trolleys, plastic and old furniture, with the nearby school and houses contributing to the litter. The clean-up will start at 10 a.m. at the BMX track in Catalina, adjacent to Joe's Creek, and the Yorubadala Council will remove the rubbish at the end of the day. The creek is a popular play area, as well as providing a significant breeding ground for many fish species. A new campaign to attract young doctors and medical students to careers in rural New South Wales is being launched this Friday. New South Wales Rural Doctors Network is hosting the Go Rural event as part of its annual Rural GPs conference in Sydney. More than 70 medical students and early career doctors are expected at the event, where they will rub shoulders with experienced rural doctors. Rural Doctors Network General Manager Mr. Mark Lynch says the event will be a great opportunity for young doctors to learn about how rewarding a career can be in rural practice. Go Rural is funded by the Australian Government and managed by Rural Health Workforce, the peak body for the not-for-profit state rural workforce agencies, including the Rural Doctors Network. And over the weekend, the East Coast Radiothon managed to raise more than $42,000, well over the target of $30,000. All the money will go to the Snowy Hydro South Care Chopper, a rescue service that covers an area that extends from the north to Orange, west to Wagga Wagga, south to the Victorian border and up the New South Wales East Coast. Over its time, the chopper has performed well over 4,000 missions. Updating sport, the Narooma Senior Rugby League will be having its annual general meeting at the Narooma Bowling Club on Tuesday the 22nd of this month at 7 p.m. and everyone is welcome. And the Essential Energy Far South Coast Cricket Association Premier League one-day competition table is being headed by the Tathra Maroon Seagulls, followed closely by Cobargo Dry River. For more local news, head to eastcoastradio.com.au. That's the latest from the South Coast Newsroom. I'm Danielle Cartwright.